Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon. Hello, hello. Thank you all so much for joining in. I'm going to start in like 30 seconds, literally, in like 30 seconds. So if you're not able to stay, as always, you can always come back and watch the replay on later. And as you guys can see by today's title, it is called Seize the season of harvest. Okay. For many of us, it is harvest time. It is harvest time. I'm so excited about the word. So before I begin, I'm going to go ahead and go into a quick prayer before I dive in. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your word, Father. Father, I pray, God, that those who have an ear to hear, let them hear, God, what you are saying to your people. Father, I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to help me, God, to deliver the word in a way that they can understand it, perceive it, Lord God, and be able to digest it, Father. Father, even as I minister your word today, God, let it hit each person where they are. Minister to them about their specific situation, the Holy Spirit. So God, I just love you. I honor you, Lord God, and I put you first in everything that I do. Amen and amen. And so I'm not going to go into all the announcements today. I want to go ahead and go straight into the word and what God has given me. And so those of you who have already seen it, I posted maybe about 2 nights ago. Two nights ago, a word that God had given me to release to the body of Christ. And he told me, I'm going to have you expound on that a little bit more today. So this word today is really like a twofold word. And let me tell you something, you guys. I'm just in awe of God and his timing. His timing is just so perfect. But before I get into that, I want to go back over the word that God gave me to share 2 nights ago. And so on Saturday, September the 9th, me and my husband were preparing to go to the mantle tour. So Apostle Joshua Giles was here in my area, at a church, a local church here. And so he and I went to that on Saturday night, this past Saturday night. But before I went, I was like in prayer. And for me, y'all, this is my, as an intercessor, I pray not just for myself, but for other people. So I'm like, I'm praying for this tour for him. And I'm also praying that that particular night, people will come hungry. Because as you know, whenever the word is going forward, especially prophetically, you have to come hungry and come in expectation. And that can determine what God decides to release through that person because you have to want it, you have to desire it. Okay. So I was praying that the people will come together, that we'll be hungry. I was saying all kind of declares and declares and decrees during my prayer time. And so in the midst of that, of me praying, the Lord was showing me, he said a part of his assignment and also what I'm getting ready to do is to restore the fivefold ministry. God is bringing order back to the fivefold ministry. Okay. And so this is what he said. He said, many of my people have lost hope and respect for the fivefold ministry because many false leaders have risen, some detected and some undetected. Many are operating in witchcraft and have deceived many, leaving his children broken, hurt, and confused. The Lord said, wait, watch, and see. Okay, that's the first part. And so, as you guys know, like, I had to learn and I had to really go through a lot of like disappointment and hurt for me to really push and press in the word of God for myself, for me to be able to discern what's false and what's not. Now, there's a difference between having someone who's in error, right, when it comes to the word of God, but then someone being false. Okay, I can be an error at any given moment, all right, because none of us know everything. I don't know the Bible inside and out, none of us ever will, to be honest, right? And so we have the body of Christ, we have the hands, the feet, the eyes, all of that. So if someone brings to my attention that something that I taught on, didn't come out right in a particular area, I don't get upset. I'm like, oh, wow, let me go back to the word of God and read it again and make sure. And I have had someone tell me that before. I said, thank you so much for telling me that I was in error with that particular word. So if someone's in error, doesn't mean they're false. But people who are deceiving people over and over and over again for personal gain, for stardom, to be like, operating in pride and so much more, God's talking about these people. Okay. Then we have those who have came into the kingdom of God as leaders, and they started off on the right foot. They were doing the right things, but along the way, they stumbled. Along the way, they began to take their eyes off God and onto the world. Okay. So he's talking about these people too, who are compromised. All right. So he said, wait, watch, and see. Okay. And so for those of you who know you are called to the fivefold ministry, he said, be ready because his sheep will need shepherds. Okay. Shepherd doesn't mean that you're going to be a pastor per se, right? But you're going to be discipling these people. You're going to be helping them to heal. You're going to be pouring into them what God has poured into you during this season of transition. Okay. Last week, I talked about the season of transition. And in that, so much goes on, right? So if you haven't heard that yet, go back and hear that as well on my YouTube channel. All right. So God is raising up people who are after his own heart, who truly cares about the condition of his sheep. And I have seen that God has shown me people specifically who have fallen off, who are not feeding God's sheep and growing them into maturity, into spiritual maturity. Okay. You can't be a baby no more. God doesn't desire for us to be babies forever. He does not. Okay. Once again, this series, you know, had like, you know, been about spiritual maturity and going from the infant stage of being a Christian into going into spiritual maturity. Okay. So it's a difference. All right. It's a difference. So I think it was Monday night when God gave me this word, or Tuesday night. He said this. He said, the Lord is separating the wheat from the tear. He said they both have been growing together long enough, and now it's time to separate. All right. Matthew 13 and 30 says this: let both grow together into the harvest. At the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And so, you know, as the word of God says here, they both grow together. And like when they're kind of like stubbled and kind of short, you know, according, you know, in real life, it's hard to tell what is wheat and what is tare because it all kind of sounds the same. We think because football, you know, or like operating in, you know, gifts and miracle signs and wonders that it's from God, y'all, and it's not always from the Lord. It is not. It is not. And so I did a live about that last year around this time, and it's called Are You Spiritually Deceived? And I go over specific things that God gave me to share with you all about not being deceived by people, all right, and false people, all right? So you want to hear that? Go watch that too, okay? he said, it's officially harvest time. He said, no longer will my people be confused and deceived. He said, you will know who is who as he separates the wheat from the tare. He said, you will know them by their fruit that they bear. All right. Then he gave me Luke chapter 8 and 17. So for all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all by God. Okay. And so after I posted that, then I began to start hearing the spirit, that song go, let's get ready to rumble. And it kept playing like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, wow. So God is not playing any games, you guys. Like, I know for me, I'm sick and tired of it. So I can only imagine, well, I kind of have an idea of how God is feeling about his people being deceived, y'all. God would not continue to tolerate being mocked. All right. I follow other ministries too, and some of them are definitely pulling back to cover some people and what they're doing or not doing. It's one particular ministry. This guy, you know, he was sharing different things about different ministries. And you guys, people, I just don't have the words. Sometimes I'd be like, really? Like, are you serious? Are you serious? So, anywho, back to the word. So in May of 2022, which is last year, the Lord had gave me a prophetic word called Divine Momentum. It's up on my YouTube channel. And in that was a warning to the body of Christ of what was about to happen, which is happening right now. And so a part of that word was God was going to, you know, reveal, right, and unveil these people who are wicked, who are deceiving his people. And it was a warning for those who had gotten out of order to get back in order, to repent, lay down your pride, right? Stop trying to, you know, exchange God's people for profit, profit meaning money, okay? God's people are not for sale, all right? And so, you know, it's just a lot, you guys. I can go on and on about this particular word here, but I know I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm sick and tired of having to explain to people, like, in my private time, like, who's fake, who's false. It's just, it's exhausting, to be honest. It really is. So today's teaching is, like, in direct correlation of this word that God gave me. He told me on Monday, he said, prepare to teach this word, and then expound on this particular season. And so I remember maybe about a few weeks ago, the Lord had me teach on a season of rest and preparation. It was two different ones that he gave me. And I was like, God, why are you giving me two things to teach on at once, right? He just said, just do it. I didn't ask no more questions. I just went ahead and just did it. Now, the week prior to that, I didn't go live, okay? Then about 2 weeks ago, I was like, God, I am so tired. The Lord was like, no, you need to get up and teach my word. I said, okay, God, okay, I'll do it, right? You know, not knowing that the timing of it, y'all, it me teaching this, let you know, this today is God's divine timing. If I had would have skipped another week, right, it would have pushed this past the timing that God wanted me to release this word. Let me explain. And so, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Rosh Hashanah. It is a holiday celebrated primarily by Jews, but Christians can celebrate it too as well. I'm not going to go into a huge, huge teaching on that. You can also go to YouTube as well and see so many people teaching about it. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it actually starts tomorrow evening, Rosh Hashanah. And that means a new year, a new beginning. And so we are about to embark in a new year, a new beginning, according to the Hebrew calendar. It's the calendar that God honestly goes by, you guys. He don't go by our time and our seasons. He has his own set way of doing things, okay? And Rosh Hashanah is beautiful. Rosh Hashanah is real. Rosh Hashanah is powerful. I, for one, didn't become knowledgeable about it until maybe a few years ago. And so probably back in like 2021, around this time, the Lord had me to like purchase a shofar and buy a new prayer shawl, okay, for me and my family. And so I did, okay. And so it was around Rosh Hashanah. And at Rosh Hashanah, it's the time to reflect, celebrate, you know, what God has done for you in this past year. I have prayer. Some people fast or you know, go through consecration. They have food and blowing the traditional horn called a shofar. All right. So you go to YouTube once again and put in sounds of shofars, you will be able to hear different people blowing their shofar. And it's beautiful. It is powerful. Like, I was up here earlier this morning, like, you know, doing my study, getting my study time. And I pulled a video up and I was like blown away. Like the power from the video, just like it just hit me, like it hit me, y'all. And it's real. Okay. So go back, look at Rosh Hashanah and study it. But we are, you know, in a new year. And so about to go into a new year in the physical, okay, according to the Hebrew calendar. And so probably about 2 weeks ago, the Lord had already told me, he said, the new year has already began for my people, right? In the spirit. And so what happens, we see in the natural, has already happened in the spirit, y'all. And so now we're waiting on the manifestation of what God has already shown you. You guys have shown me about harvest season for us. Okay. If you are in tune with God and what God is doing in your life, you already know. Okay. You already know what God is doing. Okay. And so once again, go back and study that. Now, I'm gonna tell you this here. If you do not celebrate it, it doesn't mean that you're not a Christian or you don't love God or you haven't received salvation. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. So this just means that, you know, God is not condemning you if you don't celebrate these festivals, okay? And our salvation truly is in Christ. But if you do celebrate, it's awesome. It's beautiful. I encourage you to do so. All right. All right. So I want to go into part two of harvest time. So it's going to be good. All right. So the definition of harvest is this: the process of or period of gathering and crops. It means God's provision for us and God's blessings for others. So as you know, some of you guys should know this. Our harvest is not just for us personally. It is for the body of Christ. It's for us to also help other people. All right. Some other words that mean harvest are accumulation, collecting, collection, reaping, produce, fruition, season, gathering, and so many other words. Okay. And as you know, our fruit is, you know, according to Galatians chapter 6 and 9, not 6 and 9. Oh. So right here, the Lord was telling me, the harvest for each and every single one of us is going to look different. It's going to be very dependent on what it is that you did in past seasons. Were you obedient? Did you build what God told you to build? Did you allow God to do a work in you, right? All these things, they matter, y'all. They matter. We don't just wake up and receive a harvest, right? You have to, be obedient to God and put Him first in everything that you do and continue to push in your God-given assignments, okay? So our harvest for each person is not going to be the same. And so God gave me this too. And so Matthew chapter 9, 35 and 38 said, the harvest is plentiful unfold, but the laborers are few. So this is why God was saying in 2022 for me to give the word was that what's about to happen is going to shake up so much, you guys. It's going to shake up people's faith. It's going to shake up people's perspective of ministry and so much more. And so God needs us to be planted in Him. He needs us to be on the ground, boots on the ground, hands to the plow, ready for those who are going to be shaken, ready for the next level of the revival that God has, right? We're going to see some good stuff and we're going to see some bad stuff. To be honest, we are. And so now is not the time for any of us who are in the kingdom of God to be lukewarm, y'all. We don't have time. We really don't, because it's gonna be so much going on. Like, it's gonna be a lot going on. That's all I can say about that. There'll be a lot going on. And so here, in Matthew chapter 9, the Lord was saying, hey, you guys, get to work, right? Like, there's plenty for us to do. We have plenty kingdom assignments for every single person. Oftentimes people don't want to push for even the small thing because like we feel like sometimes that, oh, well, my assignment is small, ain't a big deal. Every single little detail matters to God. Like I did share a few minutes ago, me sharing this live today, it's God's divine timing. If I had not been obedient to what He told me to do weeks ago, right, this word would have been delayed. It would not have been coming at the proper time that God had assigned. Okay, if you have missed stuff, just repent. Just repent. Ask God to forgive you and allow Him to like order your steps again. Okay, God is not a person who just gonna throw you away and say, "Okay, I'm done with you." He is so gracious. Okay, but He does have divine timing and divine order. Okay. And so I'm not going to get too much into what your harvest looks like. Okay. That's between you and the Lord. But as you guys know, I have been comparing our journey to a tree. Okay. And so I'm going to go through this and, as I always do, share with you what God has given me about each particular area that I'm going to highlight today. And so, as you know, the tree goes through many seasons too, just like we do. And so, harvest time is also a sign that you should be operating in spiritual maturity. So, you should be spiritually mature at this point, okay? And so, when a tree, finally is growing, right? And it's beautiful and the fruit is blossoming, right? That is the fruit. That is the harvest, right? And once again, that fruit is so much fruit. It's so much on that tree, right? That we have to share it with other people. We have to. Okay. So I put here, during the season of transition for you and for this tree, the tree is maturing behind the scenes. During that time, there's a lot of stretching, pruning, healing, preparation, and test. Okay. And so right here, I put, how do trees mature? A tree grows in two different directions, right? The first thing is the tip of every branch sprouts new growth, making the tree grow taller and spread further out. So at the same time, the trunk, branches, and roots are growing fatter, making the tree shape wider. Okay. The tips of branches can grow very quickly. And so during this time of transition, as you guys know, you can feel your growth, right? You can see sometimes like the things you have gone through and how it has matured you. I know I can, but everybody else don't necessarily see it. People will see it by your what? Your fruit. Your fruit. Okay. And so by this time, once you reach spiritual maturity, right? As I said before, in the infant stage and the healing phase, most of the core work is done there, right? If it hasn't happened for you, you need to go back and ask God, okay, God, what step did I miss in my season? All right. So in this season of maturity, the tree doesn't need as much pruning, but it does need regular maintenance. So here I want to talk about how to steward your harvest, how to steward your harvest. Because what happens is, you guys, I have seen so many people who are already in ministry now. And, you know, when they were in the wilderness season, of course, they was doing right by God. But as God continues to elevate them, some of them have fallen off and they have allowed, you know, the world to come in and dictate how they live, and they become greedy. And y'all, it's a lot. You guys already know it's a lot. It's very disheartening for me. It actually breaks my heart because I understand kingdom. So the first thing here says for the tree, number one is to protect the bark, the bark of the tree. Just keep power tools such as lawnmowers and string trimmers from striking the tree and damaging its bark. Okay. It's important to avoid harming the vital water vessels and vulnerable growing tissue just beneath the bark. Okay. And so what God told me, he said, pretty much the book that I just wrote like a couple of months ago is this book right here. 10 stumbling blocks for Christian leaders. All right. This is just not for emerging, but also for seasoned leaders to help you maintain your walk with God, you guys. Any of us can fall and stumble at any given moment. This book is for me too. All right. So best believe I'll be checking in with myself, assessing myself to see where I'm at in each of these areas. In this book, I talk about, you know, imposter syndrome. I talk about pride, unresolved trauma, unforgiveness, bitterness, comparison, lack of boundaries, having unhealthy ambition, and so much more. And each lesson in here has an assessment in here to assess where you are. And so I don't know a lot of books that actually does this. I definitely have had some in the past. I think there was one by John Eckhart that I saw maybe 4 or 5 years ago that I did too, to kind of assess where you are. But I can't remember the name of the book, you guys. But yeah, assess, right? Protect your bark, protect your harvest. Do not let the enemy come in and try to throw you off track. Because trust and believe, he will try. He's going to try. All right. The testing does not stop once you receive your harvest. On the book, you can get it on my store. If you go to my website, www.powerpurposeacademy.com, and go to the shop tab, you'll be able to see it, the book in there. Okay. If you want to get it. The second thing here says spread the mulch around the tree. Okay. A wide, even layer of mulch around the trunk is one of the best things you can do for a tree. Okay. It will insulate the soil around the tree's roots, keep away power tools, discourage foot traffic, and improve the soil as it decays. Okay. So you have to keep your soil healthy. You have to keep that soil saturated with the Word of God, the Word of God. And so we know that, you know, then the harvest season, the harvest time, you're busy, right? And so it's easy to lose your routine. It's easy to lose like that momentum if you're not careful, because there's so many different things happening at one time. And so it is so important to have an established routine now, so that whenever, you know, your harvest, you know, starts to manifest, that you're not like, you know, thrown off track. Right. So make sure you remain in the Word of God. Make sure you continue to feed your soil, which is the Word for us as believers. OK. The next one here about the tree, it says stay off the roots. When the soil is packed down around a tree's roots, the tree can't absorb the water and air that it needs. OK. It says here, once again, avoid a whole bunch of foot traffic in this area beneath the branches of a tree. Keep paths and play equipment well away. Okay, I'm laughing because like this just definitely reminds me, you know, of people who want to see your harvest and see what God has given you are going to want to partake in your harvest, and their heart posture is not right. They don't have pure motives, okay? And so the Lord told me, he said, pour a prayer. You have to continue to have prayer to make sure that your roots are not being tampered with. Okay, prayer continues to sharpen your discernment, and it keeps your ear close to God. Because once again, y'all, we don't see everything, right? You can discern things, right? God will show you things. But if you're not embedded in prayer and keeping your time with God sacred, you will be deceived. You will be deceived, right? And I put here, like, don't be flattered by people easily. And what the word of God says that, right? Of course, somebody say, oh, you know, we love you. Congrats. Say thank you. It's okay. But just be mindful that not everybody is going to be happy for you, right? One of the things that I pray for a lot is my enemies, a lot more than I probably will ever say up here on social media. But pray for those who you even see who is like operating in that. Pray for them, because being envious and comparison is very dangerous. Okay, if you look at King Saul and you look at David, King Saul's jealousy and envy had became so great against David, he had to kill David multiple times. And so that's actually very, very dangerous. So for me, I don't see people be boasting about people being envy of them. I don't boast about that, because it's dangerous, very dangerous. All right. The next part here says, don't hang things from your tree. Hang things on your tree. Okay. Do not put things in your tree, like right here, it says a hammock. Don't tie a rope around your tree, because this too could also damage the tree. All right. And you are the tree. Okay. So once again, don't let, you know, people, you know, come and like attach themselves to you if God has not showed you that they're supposed to be there. During the testing season and the pruning season and the transition season, God should have already been showing you who you can trust and who you cannot trust. He should have been. Okay. If he, like at this point, if he hasn't showed you yet, make sure you go back and you ask him, okay, God, what else do I need to do to prepare for my harvest? What else needs to take place before I receive my harvest in its, you know, entirety, right? Ask God. And it says here, water when it's dry. Okay. So it says here, most of the time a mature tree can live off rainfall. But when the weather is dry for several weeks at a time during the growing season, even a large tree needs watering to avoid stress. So this right here, it talks about rest. The Holy Spirit said rest, right? Tending to your harvest can be a lot of work, all right? But be sure to refill your cup by spending time with loved ones, those who love you, who want to pour into you. And most importantly, spend time with God, okay? So rest, like make sure you're taking out time to rest, because when you're not rested and you're going, you begin to burn out. It's harder for you to be able to discern things. So you need to be able to discern what's going on around you, right? But when you're tired and wore out, you can't tell all the time. And the last one here, it says, get a professional inspection. Okay. Our professional gardener and inspector is the Holy Spirit. here it says, as a tree ages, it may develop cracks, disease, rot, or heavy dead branches. Have it inspected every few years by a certified arborist. And for us, that is Holy Spirit, but not every few years, though. Okay. And so this is the next part that Holy Spirit, I'm about to do a part two on this, you guys, but I'm gonna go over a little bit. And so for many of us, you know, depending on, you know, your harvest, right, you're gonna need help. Okay. So God is definitely gonna be sending provision and he prefer, you know, people to help you with your ministry. And so this is where people can fall into the trap of, oh yeah, I'm supposed to have all this stuff, but it might not be your time yet. Well, I just taught recently, right? Of like this season, every single person is on different levels when it comes to their walk with God. And so if you see that your harvest is not like your brother's harvest, it's okay, right? Take what God has given you and work that, right? And then not only that, some people are called to serve the harvest, right? Serve the vision. Not everyone's going to be leading like right away, right? And so God has to continue to test you to see if you're ready for the next level, okay? I have served in so many capacities. It don't make no sense. I've served. I love serving. But for some of us, we're going to be what they call pioneers and then the saddlers, right? The pioneers are the one who will lead the way. And we have those who are going to be helping the pioneers to execute the vision, all right? So I might do a part two on that. I don't know. I'll see what God says. Okay. So that's all I have, you guys, for this particular teaching. Hopefully you caught what I was saying. let me go back if I left anything out. Look at you guys' comments. See what you say. Any questions? Okay. Yeah, yes, hallelujah. It's harvest time. And I'm pretty sure you guys are gonna be seeing this word from other voices as well, what God is saying. But yes, and so yeah, so like this past Saturday, I told you me and my husband went to Mantle Tour in my area, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Confirmation as to what God had already been showing us. And the people were hungry too. They were on fire. Okay, when he came in, they was ready. They were ready, praise God. So I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'll be done for today. So, God, I thank you right now, God, for your people. Thank you for those who were able to tune in, for those who will come back and watch the replay. Father, I pray that, God, you will continue to give us discernment, continue to lead us, Holy Spirit, and what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. God, help us to not be distracted by people, situations. Help us to be able to identify what's a distraction. Father, help us, God, to continue to walk in love, walk in boldness and walk in clarity, and not be afraid to share your word in season and out of season. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the harvest. I thank you for what you're doing in the kingdom. Father, I pray, God, for the lost souls, God, that God, they will come to know who you are, God, through this harvest. Father, I thank you right now that every single person who is called to lead will have what they need, Father. Father, continue to send them people who will help them to execute the vision that God has given them. Father, I pray, God, for every builder, those who are continuing to build in this season, that Father, they continue to do it in excellence and love. Father, I pray, God, for our strength, for stamina, for endurance, God, to be our portion. Father, help us, God, to put our hands to the plow and not abandon our God-given assignments. Father, help us, God, to be a light unto others, God, and to speak when you say speak. And so, God, we just love you, I honor you, and I thank you for your word. I just name my prayer, amen and amen. Amen, amen. That's all I have for you guys today, and I will see you guys next time. Check my comments. My comments here. Amen. Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being here today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your family and your friends. And please stay tuned for more content. If you would like, also, you can download my free ebook at www.shaquitatorres.com and stay in contact with me to learn about new courses, new workshops, and new content that I'll be coming out in the future. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.